Danke, lieber Jesus. Here, ons sal ons oë opslaan na die bergte. Dis waar ons hulp vandaan sal kom. Van die Here wat hemel en aarde gemaak het. Getrou bly aan sy woord. Heere Jesus, ons wil vanaand dankie sê vir elke belofte wat u vir elkeen van ons gegee het. Vir elkeen se skraal, die roeping op ons lewe. Heere, ek wil so instap in daai roeping, want dis u hart vir my. Seën ons saam vanaand, Jesus. Dankie, Heilige Gees. Dankie, Heilige Gees. Oh, amen. Sjie. Ons moet weer die dikies vang van die Spirit is the Lord is here. Ek moet bykie die ding weer vir julle bring. The Spirit of the Lord is here, I can feel it in the atmosphere. As al die karretjies hier en almal is in. Buitlyfies, baie welkom, baie welkom. Ons is in 'n nuwe kwartaal. Ek weer galm bykie. Ons is op 'n nuwe kwartaal. Alles is weer nuut. Administrasie. Maar reg die naweek wat kom, Sondag, pastoor Jan Hugo. Kom luister na Jan Hugo. Jan was 'n advokaat. Hy het lewende woord begin, saam met Neville. Toe uitgegaan, Kingdom Family 24, Groot Kerk in Pretoria. Jan stap saam met ons 'n lang pad. En kom luister normaalweg die kerkdiens. Sondag saam met Jan. Maandag aand volgende week. Ivy Maponya. Hierso, hy wil met ons kom praat oor waar gaan al die goed heen. So Ivy volgende week. Daar. Talking about you. But are you coming just to listen to an Afrikaans tonight or what?
Yeah.
Right. Die ander ding is, ons tydperk van CDs is verby eintlik. Kry nie meer CDs te koop nie. So, ons het 'n ander ding, as jy ooit een lesing of een ding wil kry, kom na Annelie toe, met een stokkie of met een dingiekie, om die goed te kry. Sal dit, as al so, dat the time of CDs are over. Nou kom ek, as die lyf hier is, is hy heel moeilik, jy moet het doel, jy het. So let us just share a little thing in Afrikaans. Let us sing, Johan. Let us sing. Sit, kom ons sit. Laat ek maar vir julle introduction gee. Ek dink die ding wat ons mis, is dat ons nie kan weet how to be like Jesus. Church, we are putting limitations op onsself. As jy kyk na Jesus, kom ons begin voor. Alles in die wêreld is vir jou beskikbaar. The choice is yours. Wat's die eerste ding wat beskikbaar is? Redding. To be saved. Jy kan gesuiw word en die 30 years later just as a saved one. Dis jou keuse. En dan sê die Bybel, get yourself baptized so that you can wash away your sins so that you can fill with Holy Spirit. Die keuse is ons. Dit stop nie net nie. Maar het gaan verder. Nou kom Jesus en hy sê, dis goed dat ek weggaan, I'll send Holy Spirit, so dat hy in jou kan bly, en jou kan leer, om soos ek te wees. Wat doen Jesus, roughly? A third, he was preaching. A third, he was healing people. A third of the time, he delivered people. Hoekom is die kerk nie daar nie? As dit beskikbaar is, just because you're not taking it. Dis wat ek heel tyd vir jou gaan oor en oor en oor vertel. Wat gebeur met Holy Spirit? Hy sê, as jy in my is, wil ek my gifts, ek wil my gawes vir jou gee. Jesus, whilst he was on earth, operated in all the gifts. So why in the world do you want to limit yourself met a gift? As die Bybel sê, soek die beste. So as jy sit en jy dink aan jou gift, wat is jou gift? Self-control? Love? The prophetic, serving people, drie gifts you do, drie dink jy, aan die ander drie sê jy. Dis beskikbaar. So die eerste ding wat jy na vervulling moet Heilige Gees is, begin by die plek kom, laat jy al die gawes in jou het. Hulle was in Jesus, hy wil het in jou hê. Dat is dit, dis wie jy is. This is how you operate. So moenie beperk nie. Nou kom ons by die volgende ding, and those are ministries. Dis die hoër vlak. Daar's 'n fivefold ministries vir jou beskikbaar. Wie operate in al die fivefold ministries? Jesus. Wat wil hy hê? Jy moet Jesus word. Om te doen wat hy gedoen het. Nou kom sê hy vir jou, nou laat jy self-control and love and goodness and meekness and mindness en al die goeterkies het. Nou wil ek jou gebruik. Go out and save the world. That's the Great Commission. Gaan uit en verander die wêreld. Met wat? Met my bediening. Wat was in Jesus? Almal. Wat wil hy vir jou gee? Almal. Nou, hoe werk ons in bediening? As jy net iets wil begin doen, nou word jy 'n shepherd. Jy kyk na skapies. As jy wil bly by skapies kyk, you will end up by skapies kyk. Terwyl alles beskikbaar is. Wat is die volgende ding? To teach. Vanaand gaan ons begin teach. En waar? Wat is die volgende ding? Nou moet ek evangeliseer. Go out and tell the world. Want nou die drie van die bedieninge, step up, het jy nie eers, en wat het mooi sê, you don't even need Holy Spirit to look after sheep. Daar baie kerke wat preek Sondag, lering gee, sonder Heilige Gees. They just teach man-made rules. Maar daar's die laaste twee ministries. The prophetic and the apostolic. Wat nou vir jou beskikbaar is. Maar om die twee te doen, you need Holy Spirit. If you prophesy without Holy Spirit, is dit sommer jy wat 'n klomp goed sê. And deliverance, the apostolic, jy sal dit nooit kan doen. So don't ever call yourself a name. Weet die leraar Pieter is nou hier. Of die evangelis Sanna. Ons is hierse vir profeet Abraham. Hou op met daai nonsens. Jesus het hom nie sulke goed gesê nie. Nooit nie. Al wat jy doen is you limit yourself. Hou op. Hou op om daai te doen, wat mense is lief om te doen. If you go up to Africa and you say where the prophet stands, was over 1000 was in the flesh. As ek met jou wil praat oor 'n profetiese apostoliese kerk, dis waar ons nou is. Die feit dat jy nie bid en mense word gesond nie, is omdat jy dit nie doen nie. Kom bevry julle nie mense nie. Maar kom vran. Wat ek is nog nie waar Jesus was. Kerk, ons moet hierdie goed verstaan. Ons moet 'n profetiese, apostoliese kerk word. Dis die hoogste vlak. En al hoe jy op die hoogste vlak is, jy moet dit vat wat is beskik. Het Jesus die mense onthou dit, hulle het op 'n stadium gesê, hy het gesê, come follow me. Hy het hom nooit die naam disippels gegee nie. Die kerk het hulle die naam disippels gegee. Wat is disippels? Pupils, learners. Rabbi, learning. En toe word hulle wat? Toe hulle moet begin namens Jesus loop, toe word hulle apostels. Wat apostels? Matitim, the sent ones. Wie het hulle die titel gegee? Die kerk, nie hulle self. So as ek en jy wil kom en ons wil die glorie van God op hierdie land kry, in hierdie land swart en wit by mekaar kom en hierdie land verander, moet ek en jy in die glorie dimension instap. Nou. So jy sit hier en jy leer, dan moet jy my leer hoe om iemand te bevry. Maar jy sien dit en jy maak so. Bevryding, sit jou hands op jou hart. Sê van liewe Jesus, ek is 'n apostel. Ek kan profeties wees. Ek kan bevryding doen. Ek wil nou 'n keuse maak. Ek gaan daar instap. In Jesus se naam. Amen. Wie glo dit? Wel, dit is as jy dit glo. As jy dit nie glo nie, dan bly dit ver. Ek wil eers praat dat you've got to see the angels en jy moet Jesus sien. Ek wil dan eers daaroor praat. Almal hoor wat ek sê. So daar's 'n ding wat kom. Daar's nie net sekere apostels en sekere profete. Ek is, ek wil dit nie sê nie, pas op vir 'n profetiese konferensie, en ons is nou 'n apostolic conference. Jy moet net sê, almal kom, as jy wil 'n apostel wees, kom leer. Almal verstaan wat ek probeer sê, ek probeer dit nie afmaak of iets van die aard nie. Ons titels en benamings aan goeders wat op die oude vir ons te min beteken. Hoe gaan jy die apostoliese... God wants his church almal in die gifts soos Jesus. Ek het my lewe neergelê, nou begin ek leer, ek begin evangeliseer, ek begin gaan, ek begin in die profetiese aangaan, en ek gaan op die ou einde die hel uit almal uitjaag. Ek gaan hulle vervry. Wat? Dis hier. Hoekom doen ons dit nie? En as ek hierdie leser gee, wil ek amper nie met die mense praat nie, but most of them are there. Ek praat met die kerk wêreldwyd. As jy sê ek sien engele. Jy weet of ons gaan mense bevry. Dis dan wat die predikant by my kom na toe, by so goed gaan, en sê vir my, ou Gerrie, ek wil nou net vir een vraag, is daar regtig 'n hel? Dominee, hoe het jy nou hier gekom, of vra jy my so vraag? Wel, ek is geleerd, dalk nie. Wat het ons Sondag gepreek? Los die overlewering van die ou mense, die wasse van die kanne en die borde en al hierdie nonsens. So volgende week maandag van ons het dalk weer met hierdie lyfie volgende naweek sê ons. Ek sal vir julle hierdie lesing gee later, die apostoliese profetiese kerk. Ween ek voel ek wil dit nie Sondag preek. Die Sondag te veel ou ooms en tannies wat sê jy preek by ons verby, ons gaan nooit daarby kom nie. Hoe gaan ons die jeug leer om daarin te stap as ons nie daar is nie? We are losing a generation just because we're not able to show them power. Pastor, dit is jou microfoon. Jy moet net mooi praat van ons.
Am I preaching?
I just missed him. I just wanted to sit under him. And he ministered to me. Oh, daddy. Wow. I missed you guys. I just felt in my spirit. I was talking with Danny Sterna today. I just felt, let me go and see these lovely people. I don't know what were you talking about, because I'm still picking up some revelations in Africa. But I had a beat. What I can say is, before Jesus Christ return, we must know who he is. Scripturally. And we are going to walk in power. Whether it's in the prophetic or the apostolic or displaying a gift, we must not lose touch with Christ. Yahweh HaMashiach. Let's go back to Revelation chapter 5. There's going to be a doctrinal mess in these last days, wherein people will rise to challenge the doctrine of the Trinity. That's the first thing. You're already seeing some questioning the whole issue of the Father, the Son, the Spirit, whether it's legit or not. That's the end time deception. Others will come in to say, Jesus is not God. Born again. They're already saying it. That it's not God. Because of the Illuminati and Freemasonry influence, which wants to regulate Jesus to be equivalent to Muhammad. That is the sent prophet, like Krishna, like any other person. We must not lose sight, but we must know and understand the Word. The Word will answer everything. If you check Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, you won't hear Jesus saying, I'm God. Inasmuch as you won't see Rolls Royce advertised on TV. I'm talking about a car called Rolls Royce. Have you ever seen an advert of Rolls Royce? Yes. Those who afford it know where it is. Yes, that's Yahweh HaMashiach for us. Now, who Jesus is what must hold each and every one of us now. And it must make our faith to be unshaken. We must have a formidably solid doctrine in this last days. He's an apostle. He'll ground you on doctrinal matters. Now, let's check, when we check Revelation chapter 5, the scroll. Right? The Bible talks about what? A scroll in heaven a scroll in heaven with seven seals, right? The Bible says there was silence in heaven. Not only silence in heaven, even angels were confused. The scroll appeared and they asked one question. One angel rose up, he's one of the elders, and asked one question. Who will open up the seals, the seven seals of the scroll? The Bible says there was no one in heaven, no one on earth, and no one underneath the earth, worthy to open up the seven seals of the scroll. We're about to hit Passover now. And the Bible says, there's no tears in heaven. But that day, angels cried. You know why? Because if seven seals from the scroll cannot open up, that power, yes, then I went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four... is it the one? I want the one that says, that talks about the seven seals to be opened. That talks about the seven seals who must open up. And the Bible says, and the lion of the tribe of Judah has triumphed. He's the one who will open up the seven seals. Who was Jesus before he can be blood and flesh? Who was he? That's what will start a debate on the Trinity. Who was he before he can be man? He was the Word. John chapter 1 verse 1, 2, 3 says what? Let's recite it by head. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Through him, the Word, all things were created. Nothing was created without him. Now, why was the scroll in that position where the seven seals cannot be opened? When men fell into sin, it did not affect the human race only. It affected the entire creation. Because God said, let us make man in our own image. Stakes were high, very high. And that's the reason why between the last book of the Old Testament and the New Testament, there's a period of silence where God never spoke a word to anybody. Because the scroll had no one to open up the seven seals. And this scroll is a person called the Word. Now listen. That's the reason why, again, did you know that Jesus on his thigh has a writing and it's not a tattoo? How many of you know that? Yes! Next time when you swim with him in heaven, you check his right thigh. There are writings in Hebrew. It says what? The Revelation one. Verse 5, yes. Up. Yes, verse 4 and 5. And I went audibly and bitterly because... And I wept audibly and bitterly because no one was found fit to open the scroll or to inspect it or just to look at it. You know why you can't look at that scroll? Because the power of the glory can suck you inside of it. It's the most powerful thing that ever existed in creation. And that scroll is the Word, and that the Word is God. It's a very scary thing that even angels were afraid to look at it. Verse 5, then one of the elders, that's an heavenly angel, one of the 24 elders, said to me, stop weeping. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root source of David, has won, has overcome and conquered. He can open the scroll and break its seven seals. How many wounds on the body of Christ? They were not just beating him up like they are beating a fool. They had to open seven major wounds. And in the physical body, they were wounding him. In the spirit, he was opening up the seven seals. For the entire creation, planet, exoplanets, stars and the galaxies that we will never discover to be redeemed. Because it's the word that said, let there be, and there was. And it's the word that created everything. Now, on his thigh, Jesus Christ, there are the encrafting. It's not a tattoo. I'm trying to help you as a parent to discourage your daughter not to make a tattoo, because they are going to quote a verse for you that is written that Jesus has a tattoo and you'll just jam. It's not a tattoo. No. Take it for us where it's written. The insignia on his thigh and on his feet, that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You know why is it written? Why is it written on his robes, clothing, and on his thigh? You want to know why? Because he was not blood and flesh. He became blood and flesh because of our sins. But before he can be blood and flesh, he was a written scroll. Now, the insignia, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is the remnant of who he was. The scroll, before he can be blood and... Your blue eyes scares me! God bless you, Reverend. Now, I want you to understand this. It's, have you got it? It's Revelation, brother. I did not prepare to preach. I was just coming to see you. Now, listen very carefully. That is Yahweh Amashiach, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. You see, charismatic church betrayed Christ when they taught the material gospel. And they messed up offerings in church because they were preaching and teaching for their self-centeredness, ego, and for, you know, in the name of prosperity, they were harvesting money from people to drive big cars, buy private jets. They messed up the most sensitive thing right there. Tithing. They messed it up. And some will be taken to hell for being erroneous on church finances. You know what is tithing? It's not just an offering. And it did not came during the law. Abraham visited Jesus. Jesus owned a city on earth called Salem before it can be Jerusalem. And he was a king and a priest. And they paid homage to him on earth. Now, Abraham wanted to be blessed, and he knew who's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the Bible says what? The Bible says he gave his tithe to Melchizedek, the high priest. And what did Melchizedek do? He did not lay his hands upon him and take the money. He prepared communion. If you are tithing without partaking into communion, you've missed it. Every time you tithe, you must finish with Nachmal. Come on. Have you got it? Yes. On his garment robe, on his thigh, he has a name, title inscribed, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, why is it inscribed on his thigh? Because the word became flesh and lived amongst us. It's not a tattoo. What is written on his thigh is not a tattoo. It's a symbol of who he is before he can be changed to be blood and flesh. Come on. Before he can be Jesus, he was God the Word. And there was Yahweh on his throne. He had to be blood and flesh. And the remnants of the engrafting which covered the scroll, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, was added by King James. There's nothing like that. It's not Lord. Because when you say he's Lord, you're demoting him. You must know what was the spirit behind the Freemason, 33 degree Freemason King of England, King James. They've got a place called House of Lords. Meaning if Jesus comes, they will accommodate him in a place called House of Lords. And he will submit under the rulership of the crown of England. That's why they added it, Lord of Lords. He's not Lord. He's King of Kings. Finish and klaar in Afrikaans. He's not Lord. He's King of Kings. He can't be equated to Muhammad. They claim Muhammad is a prophet. He's not a prophet. He's a King of Glory and a King of Kings. He can't be equated to Buddha. He's a prophet. False for that matter. He's a King of Kings. Now, why did Abraham brought tithe to him? Isaac is the second generation. Jacob is the third generation. Levi is the fourth generation. The Bible says, Levi is the book of Hebrews. It was not Abraham who was tithing, but it was his great son, great grandson Levi, who's a pastor, tithing from the loins of Abraham for Yahweh Amashiach Melchizedek to release a blessing upon pastors and the fivefold ministry. I want you to understand who is he. It doesn't start with him being a Jew. It starts with him being a scroll. And Yahweh, God the Father, will read the scroll and say, let there be, and there was. And the 3 hours. I want you to know him. He never advertised himself that he is God. He just displayed who he was. Like a Rolls Royce. He was never in any competition with any, you know, religious clique, club or cabal. He was here for an assignment as the scroll. Look on when John saw him. He said, behold the Lamb of God, the one I'm unworthy to untie his sandals. What was John representing? The entire human race. That his sandals I'm not worthy to untie. In heaven, what are they saying? 7 seals we cannot untie. On earth, John is saying what? And the book of Revelation says what? Nothing, no one in heaven, on earth, or underneath the earth was found worthy to open up the seal. Now, the scroll had to be released with an angel. The angel who's the mouthpiece of God, Gabriel, came and said, for with God all things are possible. Holy Spirit transplanted him as the word, as a semen of Abraham. How did he start it? Christ had to give Abraham Nachmal to change his DNA. because his DNA was that of Terah, his father, who was a witch. He was not worthy. Now, what is Nachman all about? It's not a religious activity, ladies and gentlemen. Never ever bring tithe in here without partaking into Nachman. That's a naked offering without covering. Because Nachmal must go into your flesh and blood and cause Christ to grow in you and change your DNA. What is the battle between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of darkness? DNA battle. It's not about sin, it's about DNA. Let's go back to these vaccines. Why aren't they making the normal vaccines we know, the ones of ones? They are interested in DNA exchange. And it's failing. Because Yahweh Amashiach, when he died on the cross, in Latin they said, give him what? Corona. These powers that crucified him are all back. Roman soldiers were speaking Latin. And they will say what? Give him corona. Give him the crown. The thorny crown. And when he put on that thorny crown, the thorns there, blood oozed out so that your DNA must not have anything changing it through prickling. Freemasons literally failed. You see, the war in Ukraine marks the end of all secret societies. It's beyond the war. It's not political, it's more spiritual. After that war, you will see the death case of the Queen of England, and you'll see the end of secret societies, and you'll see the rise of the church. Don't tell me China is rising. China is not rising. China is the most disciplined church in the whole world because of persecution, and the most prayerful and committed church in the whole world, better than the USA. Anybody who rises in the name of the Lord bless his land. Chinese are not smart. They've got a smart church. Why are Americans falling? They initiated their church into Freemasonry and forced their pastors to submit to God. And their pastors were not stubborn to say, we shall not worship any other God. They yielded and bowed down for the love of money. Prosperity gospel. It took them to Illuminati spirit. Now they cannot help their nation. I have a question. You want to know why Africa fell? How many of you want to know why Africa fell? I'll tell you something about Africa you don't know of. Anything you've read in class on philosophy was introduced by Africans. The Roman Empire was introduced by Africans. For 800 years, Africans ruled Europe. Why did they fall? They sold Jews as slaves. It was not just picking up blacks and selling them as slaves. They were literally handpicking Jews that we don't want them in the land. And God cursed them. Why didn't God curse Germany like he cursed Africa? He can't. They rose to say, Father, we are sending our missionaries everywhere. Evangelical Lutheran Church. What kept Europe powerful? It's a formidable church they established. Where's that church now? It has collapsed. And it will collapse with their nations. Smell the coffee. Nobody got civilized without in the absence of the church. Why are you here? Why are you still holding on to the better part of the economy? It's not political. It's not that you're politically smart. God is honoring your forefathers. And where are Boers now? They're backsliding. Why are they on the street begging? They're backsliding. To a God they know. Let's come back. Those are scriptural politics. Let's come back to reality. Here's Yahweh Amashiach. You are going to heal the sick. after the service. Give yourself time to go to the hospital and pray for cancer patients. You are going to curse it to shrink and die because you know who Jesus is. The weight that became flesh. Let's go back to Abraham. Tithe. I know you're taking tithes from people here. Church is an agency that collects tithes. Not only focusing on the welfare of pastors, beyond the welfare of pastors and maintenance of church buildings. Let's overlook those things. You are bringing your tithe because you are connected to a king in heaven. And this is not your world. Charismatic did not tell you that. They just said, give. By Monday, you will prosper. Which was a lie. Why did the first victims who died in the temple did not die because they fell into sin? They messed up with offering, Ananias and Sapphira. There was no persecution. It was on offering because he is the King of Kings. We can't equate Christ to any New Age religion, including Islam, Buddha, and whatever. We can't because he's a king. Let's come back to us. Passover is coming. Prophetically, after this Passover, churches will rise. Believers will rise. Individually, they will rise with the word from the Lord. And the word will interpret himself. God will force you to do things you never thought you would have done. You will see your family member dying and you will think like, I want to do something, not knowing you are led by the Spirit. You lay your hands prophetically and you will come back to life. Because now you've received the word himself as a person. How do you revive Christ? Fellowship like this must end with a nachma. You invite them all and say, drink the blood, eat the flesh. They must get used to that. You must just have a special grocery for nachma. For a good health, for even a good eyesight. Abraham never had his eyesight failing in a ripe and old age. What caused that? Nachma, which was given by Melchizedek, gave him new organs. What makes us sick here? We don't partake a lot into Nachma. We don't drink communion. And even if we drink it, we don't know why. It's introducing the DNA of Christ. Raise up your hands. From today onwards, when the blood of Christ flows into those hands, miracles will follow. Finances will be in shape. Nothing will stop you. The works of your hands will prosper. Everything you do shall be multiplied. There's no spirit from hell which will rise against those hands. May the Lord elevate you beyond even the barometers of men. You will not look for a politically favorable situation. You are a favored child of the Most High, regardless of the color of your skin. Receive the color, the grace of the blood, the grace of the blood. As I'm closing it down, he is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. And one thing you must know about him is this. He's going to bless you. He's going to raise you in levels you've never seen. In levels you've never seen. You've been reading the Bible and you don't understand it. He wants to explain himself when you read your Bible. I'm giving them an assignment tonight. When you reach home, I don't know what you do, but this is what I do. I request God for a special meeting. I go to my sitting room, prepare 3 glasses of Coca-Cola for the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. I pour in 3 glasses of Coca-Cola, put cookies there, and say, the Father, this one is for you. Son, for you. Holy Spirit, this one for you. Amazingly,
they are not going to eat or drink. When I finish my meeting, I say, thank you, you realize I'm a child. You left this for me. I drink the first for the Father, the second for the Son, the third for the Spirit. There is a reason why they cannot drink Coca-Cola. It's not health reasons. They are afraid if I can see it reduced, I'll flee. If I can see biscuits being chowed, God doesn't want to scare me. That's why I start eating my Coca-Cola and drinking my Coca-Cola and eating my biscuit. Now, this is what you must do. In these last days, there's a time for prayer, but there's a time God wants you to be His friend. God doesn't use prayerful people. He used friends, and He loves making friends with His children. You did not know that. Greatest revivalists outside prayer, they had a relationship of a friendship relationship with God. They cannot tell you. They did not move in prayer, in power because of prayer. We can advise you to pray, but you cannot move in power. God moves with friends, not strangers. My second-born daughter, Melchizedek, was still a toddler. It's 14 years back. And I went to the dining room and said, Father God! I pray like a black man. I know I'm not black, but when I pray like a black. I make a lot of noise. Father God, in the name of Jesus! And I went like, Thank you, Jesus. I immediately went to bed. I slept on the couch. I saw a man dressed in white saying, Avi, how can you do me this? Why shouting like that while I'm here? Come on, lower your voice, man. Let's talk like civilized people. And I asked, but who are you? He said, I'm Holy Spirit. I've been trying to suppress you not to be loud in your house. Because I'm here, you are embarrassing me. I'm not far from you, man. Why are you doing this? Every time you scream through the top of your voice like you are calling somebody from far while I'm right here. You are embarrassing me before Jesus and the Father. They said, I be with you and take care of you. I'm here. Now let's talk like you talk to your friends. Let's have a relationship, baby. I can't tolerate this situation whereby our relationship is still religious. Even in your house, come on, baby. I said, are you going to stand? Are you going to stand? He said, yes. I'm here to talk with you. I said, but if you open up my eyes and I open up, he said, you can't see me. That's why they taught you about faith. I'm here, man. You don't even have to see me. Sit down, drink a coffee and talk to me. That's how I taught Oral Roberts. That's how I taught T.L. Osborne. That's how I taught every great man who worked with me. They had a peculiar relationship with me. So, how do I start it? Talk like you are talking to your closest best friend with me. Can we be friends, AB? And he reached out. I woke up. I realized this is not a dream. What must I do? Coca-Cola. And there are some Mare biscuits. And I put them down. And I looked. It was so real. I thought I will see a Mars biscuit disappearing from the air. Nothing like that happened. And then I started narrating my challenges, my ministerial challenges and all those things. You know what he said to me? He just looked at me. I never felt goosebumps. I never felt anything. And then I slept. Then he came back again. Oh, it's you. Yes. I want to show you something in the scripture. When I called Elijah, Elijah wanted to see me. Right?
I said, listening.
There was an earthquake. But my word says, but God was not in it. There was fire.
God was not in it. There was a storm that broke rocks. God was not in it. Then there was quietness and a small still voice. God spoke. I'm not here to cause you to fall and roll and spin like a confused man. Let's talk. Now, you want my small still voice? Relax. I'm not far. I'm here. Let's talk. You know what happened after that? He said to me, many of your people in this township are dying. It was those years back, 14, 15, 16 years back, are dying of HIV. Go buy home testers. Immediately after you pray for people, they test. And then after they test of HIV, when they test negative, take them to Lancet. Holy Spirit. And I said, let's have a service on Wednesday. That's why you are having a Wednesday service here. It started then. Do you still have it? All right. Now, prayed for the first one. I said, let me test you. Negative. Go to Lancet. Negative. I said, Holy Spirit, come back again tonight, please. I want us to talk. He did not come. The following day, Holy Spirit, please. I'm asking. I slept on the couch. He did not come. I woke up right there and went to bed. In the morning. Holy Spirit, why are you not coming? He said, no, I'm teaching you to stimulate the sixth sense. I said, what is the sixth sense? You only know five sense. The sixth sense is your faith. You must know I'm there. And you don't need any magic or a funny voice talking to you. Now, the beginning of greatness is when you are a friend to God. I know you exercise a lot, you guys. Take a prayer walk. Put on a tracksuit and say, Holy Spirit, let's walk together. And start having personal conversation with Him. As it goes deep, He's going to touch your emotions. You'll feel like crying for the first time. You'll feel the warmth, and it will contain you. He won't prefer to slay you, because there's no earthquake, there's no fire, there's no storm where He can speak. We are programmed by the church to be full-time performers. Drama kings and drama queens. How do you talk? Do you pray the way you talk? No. When you pray, you change your voice. Imagine after saying that, God saying, I'm not far from you. Take it low. I'm just here. You'll do it during Thanksgiving, praise and worship. You'll do it loudly. Let's talk sense here. You've got challenges I'm failing to address, because we are a distance because of this. Every time you are doing the Orabashiakata and you are expelling me. And when Holy Spirit came back again, Daddy Khere, He said, now I want to introduce you to people who've been taking care of you all your life. You've never greeted them. They've been around you, watching you, waiting for you to talk to them. Angels. Psalm 91, I will give my angels to take charge of you in all your ways. And then there's a caretaker angel that handles your pulpit. He's the one who knows what the Father wants you to preach. Where and to whom. There are different departments on health, on well-being. As a preacher, everyone around here, the angel that is working with you, recognize the angels that take care of your audience to be active and fulfill what you are preaching as a preacher man.
on health care, at times you might not know that you're sick. But when you sleep, healthcare angels surround and circumference you, do sensitive operation, do organ correction without you knowing. None of your church members must say, I'm sick from today. Then you know what happened? The same Sunday, a man with cancer of, no, it's a girl, cancer of the brain, the gray matter was eroded, came to church. She sat down, she vomited, fell down. I did not know what was happening, but I saw an angel touching her. And then after that, she said, I don't feel pain. They went to check on the scan. They said, we've misdiagnosed. This is not the girl we said. She's sick. Scary miracles happened while people were seated because my angels were active. What activated them? I sat down and talked to them in their different departments. And Holy Spirit said to me, how many angels did Jesus said when they said, when he talked to his disciples that, don't you think I will send how many legions? Is it 12,000 legions? 12,000 of legions to reverse this whole thing. But angels cannot come here. 12,000 legions cannot come here to reverse my death on the cross, because it must fulfill what? The scriptures, as it is written. Now, 12,000 legions, a legion is comprised of 6,000 soldiers. It's 12,000 times 6,000. It's going to give you 72 million caretaker angels of Jesus. How many angels take care of you, more than the population of South Africa? Have you communicated to any of them? You're going to do it tonight. That's why you're going to, for business unusual. You're going for a business meeting. You know, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, the first angel was assigned that there's conception there. Go guard that pregnancy to conception and make it a point that wherever the gospel is preached, you send her. She's going to receive the Lord and she's going to receive a prophetic mandate and assignment. Have you ever communicated to that angel? You've met him many times and ignored him many times. The early church, they argued that Paul was not released from jail. And they said what? You saw his angel. Meaning they knew their angel by facial appearance. These are the last days. All these devils and demons will be released all over the world to come on earth under the disguise. Lastly, on COVID, you know what are they hiding on COVID? COVID is a disease. Corona is a disease that infects animals, right? You want to know why? Is it did they improve it to infect people? You want to know why? Because beasts of the book of Revelation are coming to earth from other planets in a form of human beings. And they will get sick of animal diseases. One being corona. And because our kids are on TikTok, they will have known that if a person is sick of corona, he must be stoned. He's not a human being. And what will happen? They will kill them. And they had to make it a point that they start spreading corona amongst people so that we don't see what they are planning in 2030. You check Americans. They are preparing themselves to welcome beasts in a form of human being. You are not going to see these spooky aliens. They are going to be as white as you, as black as me. Who crucified Christ? Come on. Am I coming next to you? Let me not share everything. Now, but who crucified Christ? Those people who were beating him up were not human beings. There's no human being who can lay a hand on Christ. Never. he'll die. The Bible says, touch not my anointed one. Do no harm to my prophet. Who came down? Bowls of Pishon came. Where were they? They were hidden within the Roman Empire as human beings. Psalm 23, he prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Who are those enemies? Principalities, powers, and rulers. Bowls of Pishon. Next week when I come, because we are approaching Passover, I'll show you scripturally who was in that crucifixion, who laid his hands on Christ, who beat him up. They were not human beings, and they are coming back in 2030. That's why you must know your angel by name. Come on. We taught you many different demons. About time we stop teaching them about demons and teach them about the kingdom of heaven as very different creatures. Many different creatures. And people are confusing even angels. I saw people displaying a four living creature angel, saying angels look like this. And they taking those ones, the bull of a lion, I mean the face of a bull, the face of man, the face of... Those ones don't appear before people. Wherever they are, there's a high voltage of power, of God's glory. That's where the throne of God is. They don't go visiting, doing his besuku. There are protocols, there are different types of angels, there are cherubs, there are different. Everyone is at work. There are just angels that will make, when they come to earth to look at earth, it looks like a small marble because of their size. And they are deployed by God. You remember the book of Revelation talks about four angels who went to stop the four winds. Those are huge ones. You remember the Bible talking about one angel putting his feet on the ocean, another foot on land. Those are not ordinary angels. They are huge. But you must know your caretaker angel who was assigned with a book that carries you. Many born-again Christians know their angels on the deathbed. You know what happens when a born-again child of God dies? There's a cup. It's gold. According to the book of the golden cup in the book of Ecclesiastes. Come next week. I'm advertising what I'm going to teach you. So that you'll learn how to kill a false prophet. In these last days, we're going to see falsehood. And some will have to. The golden bowl has your name. It must crush and fall. Once it crashes in heaven, God will say to the angel, another angel in heaven, go and fetch my child, referring to a born-again child of God. And your caretaker angels, who was there during your conception, will communicate with a sent angel. It's not the angel of death. It's the angel that changes your physical address. And they will go where you are. The one from heaven will come with your clothing. Like when your loved one is discharged from hospital, you come with what? Clothing. Right? You come with clothing that, no, dress this. And then after that, they will show you all your children and friends and your church and your pastor that we are here to separate you. You're going home. Daddy wants you. And then they separate you from heaven and you go to the northern part of creation. That's where heaven is. Heaven is in the north, above North Star. Then a home. And if you're arrogant, stubborn, the gates will close. Even if you're born again, they'll say, sing a song. Why must I sing a song now? They said you never praised God enough. Then when you sing a song, the gate will open for you. You are home. But before you go home, there's this angel who's been having headaches, and he knew how what a headache feels like because you never talked to him since you got born again. That's why tonight, Daddy, they're going to have a conversation with the Holy Spirit who controls angels. He's a general overseer. He's not in heaven, he's here on earth. His physical, what do you call it? Physical altar is above Israel. Is he Israel? Israel, as in a country, it has sacred secrets. That's the dwelling of the Holy Spirit. Since the day of Pentecost, Holy Spirit was there at his governmental power. But because his spirit, he has spread all over. But his governmental power is there in Jerusalem. Have you seen some rockets being, they are saying they are chased, they are being removed from their target by the wind? It was Holy Spirit repelling them. More especially those which were about to hit the nuclear reactor and sensitive places where nuclear warheads of Israel are. He will shift them. Where the Iron Dome failed, Holy Spirit rose in Jerusalem. He's still there. He's the one who's going to cause the Palestinians to leave Palestine, and it will be Judea again. And Jews will take it. He's the one who's going to cause Israel to gain more territory and take the entire Lebanon and Syria. Because he knows the exact map of Israel. Don't be moved by politicians. Yara, yara, yara is going to stop. And he's the one who's going to help Israel, lastly. You see, the war in Ukraine is not Gog and Magog. Don't listen to these many preachers of America. Those ones, hey, they are confused, man. I don't know what they are drinking or eating when before they read their Bibles. The Bible talks about Northern Jerusalem. Northern Jerusalem is not Kremlin. Northern Jerusalem is Ankara, Turkey, where the devil's throne is preserved in a museum, where seven churches are. Turkey will rise in alliance with Iran to fight Israel. Iran has 3,000 missiles facing Israel, as I'm talking with you. Saudi Arabia will go to Israel to say, we are cousins and we are brothers, we are family, we are Ishmaelites, come and protect our mosques. If you want to destroy Iran, we've got our military base. Don't take long drives. Come and pack your war planes here. We want to deal with these ones. We don't know these ones. We are the sons of Ibrahim. And that alliance has been formed now. For the first time, Israel, Saudi Arabia is saying what? Allow your flights to come to us. What is Dubai saying? Come to us. We are cousins. We are brothers. What are they preparing for? The war of Gog and Magog. Turkey has made a secret alliance with Iran. And America will have betrayed Israel. They've started. Can I show you how? The love of oil. They will go to Iran. And Biden is busy with that. Betraying Israel for Iran. What is going to happen? I'm talking to you prophetically. You're going to see the Russian currency rising and UN rising because of careless leadership in USA. And USA will fall, not because of military might, because dollar will be shunned from anywhere from now onwards. In South Africa, what is happening? You might not know this. I was sharing to Daddy Harry about this. This is classified. But what we did was to convince ANC to forsake false idols, to forsake all those things you know they are worshipping, and start everything with God. There's going to be a currency in Swahili, one currency for Africa. and they're going to come to you to say, help us and teach us to farm. And you are going to gain more territory in all African states. It's silt. It's there. On the second term, Cyril Ramaphosa will be doing that. He'll be coming to you to say, come, let's work together. You are here for a purpose and for a reason. Let's raise Africa. This is currency. There are something like 11 banks that you don't know of that are outside South Africa but owned by South Africa. Don't say, tell anybody. It's there. The Reserve Bank of Africa is there, owned by South Africa. Don't ever think people we are sleeping. We are not sleeping. Who told our politicians to do that? I will sit down, how do we do that Africa must have its own reserve bank? He knows. They are there. This long debt will be paid from outside through our monies. Not long I'll be going to meet your president and share to him where are we going to. Not long. This is serious. Now, Americans are going to betray Israel through their alliance of oil appetite with Iran, the British and Americans. And when the war of Gog and Magog start, Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Dubai will feel like they have been betrayed by Americans and British. And the war of Gog and Magog will rise. And Holy Spirit will command angels to rise. But there will be a nuclear exchange, as prophesied by Zechariah the prophet. And Israel will win the war. Where are we going to? We are going to the greatest harvest of souls. And we are going to see Africa transforming and changing. Don't worry about load shedding. It's going to change overnight. Overnight. Processes and programs are there. And they are not done by politicians. You must remember one thing. ANC has jumped. They don't have any direction anymore. They are looking up to prophets. And who are the prophets they are looking up to? Things are documented. Things are written. Forget about the revenge of whites being killed and all those. Forget about that story. Forget about that story. It doesn't exist in this country. Harry is going to tell you the day we will say, all the things we told you, where are they? They will say, this is what we did. This is what we made. Harry will come back and say, it's true. What AB said, I went with him. We saw everything. And it's just like that. Now I want to, the only prayer we're going to make for them is the grace of a meeting tonight. It's your assignment. You don't just go straight to your bed. You go to your private place and say, Holy Spirit, where are you? I know you are here, not far. I'm not going to make any noise for you. Not anymore. No rabashaya. Angels, I know you've been watching. Caretaker angel, forgive me for ignoring you for such a long time. From conception to now. Please, let's make peace about it. And I only have, what do you have? Mara biscuits? Oros? Prepare it. Invite them for a fellowship. Talk to God for the first time and heavenly deities that are there like a friend without making a noise. And get used to that. That there's a time for prayer. There's a time for conversation. Everything is going to change. I'm not going to leave here because I divulged some of the sensitive things that I was talking with Starna and Harry only. Harry Diaz is going to stand here and seal this thing. I've got the reason why I shared to you what is the government doing, because you're part of it. You're going to see God's grace rising in South Africa. You see, the denial you see collapsing is the only thing Africa has. That's what we told them. They are going to raise it like overnight. We are just waiting for this conference of this ANC people, December. Then there's going to be a Christ order fest in South Africa that will change the complex of
the entire Africa, first in South Africa, led by South Africans. National Party, the old National Party, you're going to see it rising outside DA, saying we've got an unfinished business with black people. It's going to start. You know where ANC missed it before, I pray? When Martinus van Schalkwyk disbanded National Party, it was so that they teach ANC what they know nothing of on governance. Now ANC shunned them. And we literally told them that you failed when you ignored old brass of National Party, when you forced them to disband their party and you rejected them on their face while they came to you. It must be corrected. They are busy correcting it. That's the reason why you see Thabo Mbeki on the screen at work, because it was his program. He's not solving the ANC problem, he's solving the CODESA problem, that including revival of National Party. And the agenda thereof is about a Bure and a black man rising in South Africa to rescue Africa outside world powers. Going to come to pass. I want to pray with you. That's why you don't see me here. In actual fact, I gave Daddy Harry an indirect excuse not to rebuke him for not seeing him. I want to pray for your meeting with the Lord. There's going to be a huge meeting with the Lord. You don't have to feel goosebumps. No earthquake, no fire, and no what? No storm that breaks stones. Just you talking gently. And that is the beginning of greatness. I know the greatest revival is that are about to lead an end time revival. I'm talking to. It's you. Today you know how. Sit just like that. Don't come here. Follow me into this confession prayer. Right sitting down. I want you to get used to this. You're not going to feel anything. You're not going to fall, no goosebumps. I want you to be real with God. Follow me to this confession prayer. Say, Daddy, you are not my stepfather. You are my dad. Your DNA is imprinted within me. I feel your presence. By faith, I'm going out with you to my house. We are going to have a meeting. The first special one. Business unusual. I'll pour my heart to you, and I know you'll speak back to me. I receive the grace of friendship with you. Amen. Done.
That's what our sister had prayed. We must go back to conversation. Is this reality? This is life. Is it challenging? Van wie hang het af? Van jou hart af. Here, ek wil u vrede uitspreek oor elke een vanaand. U goedheid, u guns en daar die liefde wat u in elkeen van ons hart nou weer kom inplaas. Heilige Gees, maak oop my hart, dat ek kan verstaan wat vanavond gepraat is. Ek wil dit verstaan. Ek wil deel wees daarvan. Ek wil dit hoor en ek wil dit doen. Dankie dat u gewillig is om by my te kom sit. Jesus. Mag u vrede saam met ons hier uitgaan. Huis toe. Vir ewig en ewig. Amen. Amen. Korobashia. Until Rabatas Tatarabodorobora. Oh, for a basket. Full of my sister. Torobosia. Anki Jesus. Hy het al geniet die week en naweek met ons koppe ook oopmaak. Next Monday we will just continue this conversation. Mag sy vrede saam met julle gaan. Amen.